I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all having an amazing day. Now today I've got four quick fire petty revenge stories for you, which you're gonna absolutely love. Now this first one sets the tone for the whole video, really. Some kid gets annoyed at his brother for washing clothes and making noise when he's trying to sleep, so in retaliation he grabs his clothes out the washing machine and puts them in the freezer. Simple as that. Let's get into it. I froze his clothes because of a disagreement. I am an 18-year-old male, and I live in a house with my siblings and my mum. We've lived here a couple years, and since we moved in, I've been living in the basement, because that was the space I've been given. It's an unfinished basement with no inside walls, other than the ones on the very outside of the house. In this basement is my section, the living area with a couch and workout equipment, and in between is the laundry section. I am a very light sleeper. Any loud noise, bright lights, or any disturbance really will not only wake me up, but not let me get to sleep either. I also have ADHD, so noises like a washing machine or dryer, especially if there's metal buttons in it, will very much distract me from anything I attempt to focus on. Since the day we moved in here, there have been issues with my older brother, who's 20, doing laundry at terrible times. He'll start laundry not even 10 feet from the head of my bed at 2 a.m. and not see any issue with it. I've requested politely on many occasions that he ask me before he starts laundry, and he repeatedly does not reflect my requests. I've even turned off the laundry in an attempt to have him listen to me, but to no avail. Since quarantine started, I've been competitively playing a video game called Rivals of Aether. Only recently, after a year of participating, am I doing well in online tournaments. Today, I was playing in one and was doing quite well. I got into the loser's final and won 2 games and lost 2 games in the set, so this last one was super important. But of course, my brother picks the worst possible time to come down and do laundry. I politely requested that he wait half an hour to start it, but he refused and started it in the middle of game 5. I ended up losing the game because he felt the desperate need to start laundry at the linchpin moment in my tournament run. Now comes the revenge. Since this was about laundry, and he left the washing machine running, and the freezer is also in the basement, I took all his wet clothes and put them in the freezer. Now he's got no clothes to wear because he wouldn't wait to start his laundry. Look, the beauty of this subreddit, in my opinion, guys, is that revenge can be so simple but so effective. Imagine you're this guy's brother, right? You're waking up next day, ready to go and get your clothes and put them on or dry them for school or whatever you're doing in life, and they're not there. You're like, where are they? And your brother says to you, yeah, mate, they're in the freezer. F you, by the way. I was trying to play a game and you ruined it for me. What can you say to that? It's exceptional, it's original, it's unbelievable. It's sensational. To be fair, any of you know, they're like long-lasting damages for putting clothes in a freezer. Like, how do you thaw them out? Just like put them on a radiator? Who knows? A problem that I hope to never deal with, but a great bit of revenge. All right then, now getting into our next petty revenge story. Caused my food-stealing roommate to make his mum cry. So, this happened way back in 2013. I was living in a large space with 5 roommates. One of my roommates was known for borrowing food, including expensive stuff like meat, but never replacing it. Well, one day I knew his mother was coming to visit and stay a few days, and his mum absolutely loved horses. So what I decided to do was bait this roommate with horse meat. It's not common in the US, but it is legal to buy imported. So I acquired some nice thin cuts and I sliced most of it and salted it and left it in a Tupperware in the fridge, while I put the rest of the package with the horse meat store label in the freezer. Well, sure enough, in the evening, I noticed some of the horse is gone. So I make a big deal about someone stealing some of my horse meat in front of his mum. They go, haha, very funny, sure it's horse meat. And my roommate owns up to borrowing some of my meat that he used to make him and his mum steak and eggs for breakfast. And he lies that he'll replace it. But that is when I pull out the package from the freezer and prove it was in fact horse meat. and his mum burst into tears, crying to her son, "How could you feed me horse?" He definitely at least stopped borrowing my meat after that. Again, almost magical revenge. If this guy isn't listening to you, and I assume that you've said to him before, "Mate, please stop stealing my meat and my food in general," then make his mum cry, and now he's gonna stop. It's like 200,000 IQ here. This is what we're seeing here. Sensational plays, and if they weren't recorded and made into a story, you wouldn't believe they'd happen. It's incredible.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Next up, holy moly, I'm riding the high of a lifetime from petty revenge. I'll keep this as short as possible. I was biking around town and got a flat tire, so I went to the nearest shop to get it fixed. They only allow one person in the store at a time due to COVID, so when it was my turn, I went inside and talked to the middle-aged woman at the cash. To be honest, she wasn't actually very polite, but I thought nothing of it, because not only do I work in retail and know what it's like, but everything is 10 times worse right now due to COVID. So anyways, after tolerating her for a few minutes, she tells me to wait outside until the bike is ready. Cool, no problem. I was outside for maybe 15 minutes or so before I see my bike get brought back up to the cash. I waited a few more minutes for the lady to invite me back inside, but to no avail. After a few more minutes of waiting, I let myself inside, to which she said, "Excuse me, your bike isn't ready yet. Wait outside until I tell you it's ready." Cool, no problem. I gave her another 15 minutes of my time before letting myself back inside, and we had this exchange. "Do you not like to listen? I told you to wait until your bike is ready." "I'm sorry, I just noticed the repairman bring the bike back up, and I'm pretty sure it is ready." "Too bad, it hasn't been fixed yet." This broke me, so I just said, "Okay, thanks for your time, I'll be leaving." She looked a little flustered, but nonetheless held the door open for me as I grabbed my bike, walked outside, and rode away with a free tire change. This one's probably the weirdest one yet, right? Like, what is she doing? Clearly, it's obvious that the tire has been changed. You can see the bike right there. You saw the repairman bring it out. Why is she waiting to give you the bike back? Like, what is she gaining from this, apart from just being petty herself? And also, the fact that she said it hasn't been fixed yet means that if OP goes and gets his bike and rides off, like he did, she can't then say, "Oh no, wait, no, sorry, it has been fixed, pay." Because she just said it hasn't been fixed. You can't have it both ways, you idiot. Guys, comment down below. Any of you actually know what she was doing there? Like, what her intention was? Was it just being annoying on purpose? I don't know. Comment down below. And now moving on to our final story of petty revenge in this video. The foreman at my old job decided to be a stickler about punctuality and threatened to fire me. So, I wasted as much of his time as possible before quitting. This happened about 3 years ago. I'd recently graduated college, but hadn't been able to find a job in my field, engineering. So I started looking for another job in the meantime to pay my bills. I get hired by a machine shop as a CNC machine operator. I was working there for about a month when the foreman decides he needs to teach me a lesson about punctuality. I admit, I was late more than I should have been, maybe once a week, but it was almost always by less than a minute, and the latest I've been was by 2 minutes, but I always made sure to make up for it by staying a few minutes after my shift. For context, this job was 7 to 3:30, and I had a 50-minute commute, so traffic was often unpredictable. After he gave me a friendly reminder slash warning, I started to leave about 5 minutes early to avoid being late. About a week later, there was an accident on the highway that slowed traffic down. I arrived at work and clocked in, 7:03 a.m. I turn around and see the foreman standing there with his hands on his hips. The conversation went like this.
"You're late," he said.
"Yeah, I know, sorry, there was an accident on the highway."
"I don't need to hear an excuse."
"Yeah, look, I'm sorry. I'll make up for it by staying late, like I always do."
"Oh, so now you're trying to justify being late? You don't get to show up for work just when you feel like it."
I was getting a bit annoyed at this point. "No, I'm saying I'll make up for it. Now you're accusing me of not caring when I show up."
You know what? Why don't you just go home? I'll call you when I decide I want you back. I said, F it, and left, not wanting to waste any more of my time on this pointless argument. I called the employment office and told them what happened. They start looking for a new job for me. I get a call from them the next day, and they told me that the machine shop owner wanted me to come in for a meeting. Cue the petty revenge. I drive over to the machine shop, and while I'm in the parking lot, I make a phone call, more on that later, and make sure to clock in before heading into the meeting. As soon as I sit down, the owner's phone rings, and he ignores the call. It turns out this was less of a meeting and more of a chance for the foreman to lecture me about diligence, punctuality, and respect. I get the feeling he was some ex-military.
If you expect to get anywhere in life, you must have respect for your superiors.
I try to explain myself, mentioning the commute, the accidents, making up for lost time at the end of my shift, how the guys on the floor are always saying that I'm doing a great job, but he's having none of it. He keeps getting angrier and angrier and finally decides that I'm a lost cause and officially fires me. I look him in the eye with a poop-eating grin on my face, chuckling.
You think this is funny? He says.
Yep, I reply. I turn to the owner. You got a phone call from the temp agency earlier, didn't you? Why don't you play the message they left? Hi Bill, this is Carol from Employment Solutions. I just received a call from OP saying that he isn't interested in working for your company anymore. If you could send me over the rest of his time cards, we'll start looking for a new machine operator for you. They both looked at me, dumbfounded. I say, we've been talking for, let's see, 52 minutes. I checked all of my time cards and it turns out that I've only been late a total of 8 minutes and 32 seconds since I started working here. Since you decided to die on this hill, I thought I'd see how much these precious minutes meant to you. You've wasted 20 times the man hours on this pointless meeting. I hope you're happy. Learn how to pick your battles, Corporal. I walked out, clocked out, and got on unemployment. And I never heard from them again. What, so you're telling me all of that was over 8 minutes and 32 seconds over an extended period, you know, weeks and weeks, possibly even months of working there? 8 minutes and 32 seconds, and you're calling a meeting about this guy's punctuality and firing him over it? That is mental. As OP said, the meeting itself lasted way longer than that. It's just ridiculous. It's crazy. Look, don't get me wrong. If OP was consistently, you know, 10, 15, 30 minutes late daily, or, you know, even like every other day, that would be a problem. But 8 minutes and 32 seconds over the course of his entire length of employment at this job, that is just ridiculous. What? Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you have enjoyed it. If you did and you want to see more from me and this subreddit right away, check out this video on screen. Click it now, in fact. Do it. Now, if you are new to the channel, subscribe up here, and I will see you all tomorrow with a brand new video. By the way, comment down below, what do you want to see? I'll choose the one that has the most likes, seriously. So yeah, comment down below, what do you want to see?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.